to another episode of remoteoffice.fm with your host, Lima Hayati. Our guest speaker today is the author of The Coworking Handbook, also the former of Beta Cowork founder. Let's hear more from Raymond Suarez.
Hello.
Okay, it's working.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining Remote Office Show today.
No problem.
Yeah.
My pleasure. Thanks for inviting.
Could you tell us more about yourself and your co-working experience?
Okay, I'm Ramon Suarez. Yeah. I am the founder of Beta Cowork, which is the largest co-working space in Belgium. And I'm also the author of the Co-working Handbook, which is a manual that helps people learn how to run and operate and open a co-working business.
Okay. Could you tell us more about your contribution at the Beta Cowork before you sold it?
So I created Beta Cowork in November 2010, and I've been running it until May this year when I've sold it to three of my coworkers.
In what situation you think, I think I want to sold it, this coworking space. I want to work in another staff. What makes your decision to do that?
I love working here, but I was tired of running it. I want to do new challenges.
Oh.
I just got bored. And I'm not still working at Beta Cowork, but I don't work in the company. I'm a coworker like anybody else. Right now we're speaking, I'm sitting at my desk at Beta Cowork.
Oh,
I'm staying, but as a coworker.
Cool.
Yeah.
How about your contribution on the coworking Belgium in general?
Well, I've been doing a lot of things to try to promote coworking in Belgium from the very beginning. I think the most notable ones was launching the coworking and conference here. So we did a conference for co-working spaces so that people would learn from each other, and then working on launching a national association.
Is it correlated with the Juicy?
No, Juicy is not related in a business sense. No formal relationship with Juicy, but the spirit is basically the spirit of the second day of Juicy. So it's an conference where people propose the things they want to talk about, and then other people participate if they want to. And the idea is to share knowledge and try to help each other out.
Did you help anyone to manage their co-working space, or you give them advice, suggestion?
It's about conferences?
Yeah, weekly conferences.
Oh, we try to run one with the European Co-working Assembly, where we were trying to run monthly conferences among the members, but it didn't work out, so we stopped doing it.
Oh, so so you're not working on the co-working industry right now, or still involving in some?
I'm still involved, but from the perspective of an external player now. So I help people with my book. I help people around that. If there's companies that need my help, they'll come and get it. You know, they'll work with me. But I'm not running a co-working space anymore. So right now I have to figure out what I'm going to do next. And that's quite a challenge.
Nice. What do you think about co-working development in the Belgium since you started?
Well, I think it has not developed, but there are a lot more co-working spaces. People know a lot more about co-working. There are more and more co-workers, but there's a lot of spaces that have opened that are not really co-working spaces. It's just business centers that use the name to try to be cool, but they don't do anything that they have to do to turn it into a co-working space. They don't care about their clients or the community at all. And that's a big difference.
What do you think the difference between what that you said before, co-working but not really co-working, and co-working? Community.
Do you focus on your members, on helping your members, supporting your members, interacting with your members, making their members create links among themselves, you know, it's working on accelerating this community and the serendipity that happens at co-working spaces, not just providing a chair and a table.
Yeah, some workspace providing chair and said, oh, that's co-working. We're doing co-working, but actually not really doing co-working. About your book, the Co-working Handbook.
Yes.
What's your experience while wrote that? Did you?
Oh, it's awesome. It's worked much better than I ever expected. It sold close to 5,000 copies so far, and it's in 4 different languages. It's available in English, in French, in Portuguese, and in Dutch. And I'm getting excellent feedback from people that are using it, and they are very and for whom it has been very helpful. And this is the best part of it, you know, is that it really helps people run their co-working business.
What steps you need to do when you launch your co-working spaces, from the opening part, operating day to day, and how to grow your members?
The first thing is focus on the community. You don't need a space to start working on finding who your clients and talking with people. You can organize events before you do and you open your own space. So you start getting a base of prospective clients, and you know more about the people that are going to be sitting with you in your co-working space. And then do some basic calculations. Basic. You don't have to do any complicated Excel magic, you know. Try to calculate your expenses, the revenue you expect with the pricing that you have in mind, and see if you can make a living. And include in their expenses yourself. You should be making money with your own co-working space. If not, it's not going to last. And a lot of people don't include their salaries or their payments to themselves when they do this calculation. And that's it. And you should be able to know if you can feel comfortable with taking the risk of running the business like that.
You mean like asking people, do you want to join me to work in the same building?
No. No questions general like that. I'm opening a new co-working space. Sign up here. Pay 50 euros to reserve your seat.
Oh.
Real proof.
Very cool proof
that people, they become clients. Everybody that you know, and even if you don't know them, they're going to try to be nice and they're going to say, yeah, I would do it to make you feel good. But then you don't know anything.
But where your location? They would ask that.
And if you got a target area, you say, I'm looking into this area.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Oh, that's simple. How's the operating day to day?
Well, do you have to be there? Make sure that every day you say hello to the members, that you try to bring some value to everybody you talk with. Try to help people out every day when they ask for things and when you hear them talking about something, and create events so that they can help themselves and they help each other out. And then there's all this administrative and logistic stuff that is just, you just have to take care of it. And it's not that much.
How about growing from the 5 to 10 to 100, 1,000?
Rinse and repeat. Do exactly the same thing all the time. Reach out, create events, bring people to discover the space, create opportunities for people to test it out, put the word out, go to other events to talk about it. There's a reason why the marketing chapter is the longest chapter in the book. Huh? There's a lot to do there. A lot to do.
Let's say until 3 months or until 6 months, the members still 50 or still 25. What you going to do?
I don't know. It depends on what was your target? What did you do? What was your target for that month six? Are you under your target, over your target, on your target? How bad are you under your target? Is it a lot, a little? Has there anything happened that could have had an impact? You know, it's not just one number, one solution. You have to understand your business and see what's happening to be able to work around it. But you just don't think about problems. You think about solutions. You have a problem. Okay, what can I do to solve it? Not spend your day thinking, I have a problem. That's useless.
Kind of true. Okay. What's the best concept or style of the co-working space? From right now, there's a lot of popping up, like shared office, network office,
makerspace. A shared office, a networked office, a hacker space, a makerspace, they are not co-working spaces.
Oh.
Shared office is just people sharing the expense. Spaces are spaces for hobbyists to get together and practice their hobby a few hours a week, maybe not even that many times. Maybe it's 2 times a month or 3 times a month. A co-working space is a place where you go to work basically every day, or you go at least once a week, but you go there to work, not for a hobby. And one of the things that you're looking for when you go to a co-working space is to get something out of the community of that space, and also to add yourself something to the community.
How about the co-working with joint venture with the accelerator or incubator, and that's, co-working that's just, restaurant?
That doesn't have anything special. It just putting a business inside a co-working space, like many other businesses that are around. If the accelerator isolates itself in a single room and it's not mixed with people from the co-working space, it's like if they had nothing to do with each other. If the people are mixed with the people from the co-working space, they're sitting with all the other guys and they're interacting with the people of the co-working space, then there's extra value that they're going to get from each other.
Oh, so it doesn't matter what the type of the co-working spaces.
What matters is the relationships. A co-working space is about relationships. It's about it's about the community. So if there's no relationship, there's no community, there's no co-working space.
Cool. What type of marketing program you think the best solution to grow co-working space? The best solution to grow members?
Yeah, reach out digitally and try to bring people physically to your space. No,
you
create events and you promote them through digital media. And then you have make people come to your event, which the event could be a free tryout or an open doors day or an open doors week or
free
a
tour.
Conference that is happening in your space or something like that.
What's the future of work look like in the co-working space?
There's going to be a lot of more co-working spaces and a hell of a lot more people working in co-working spaces.
Like, what happened right now already?
What is happening? More people are working independently. Less and less companies are hiring. More people are going to have to end up working independently, even if they don't want to. And they're going to have to find a place to work and a network to support them. Co-working for the win.
Interested with the book? Check out the link on our website. You can follow Raymond on Twitter at Raymond Suarez with Z at the end. Likewise, you can also follow us at Remote Office Co. Stay tuned for the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.